This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Gujarat today and inaugurated the Samrat Samprati Museum in Gandhinagar a short while ago, marking the Mahavir Jayanti. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation three projects worth 3,664 crore under the Ministry of Power at the world's largest hybrid renewable energy park at Khavda in Kutch district. In addition, the foundation stone of Idar Badoli bypass, four-lane road and Dholavira Mawana Vova Santalpur section will be laid at a cost of 750 crore. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate package 1 to 4 of the Ahmedabad Dholera built at a cost of 5,105 crore. He will dedicate to the nation projects worth 891 crores of the Ministry of Railways. In addition, Mr. Modi will also flag off the Khed Brahma Himmatnagar Asarwa train from Khed Brahma. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin, Mr. Modi will provide housing to citizens in 38,949 houses in 34 districts of Gujarat, which will realize the dream of own house for the citizens of rural areas of the state. Pravesh Adiyacha, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India has become free from left-wing extremism due to steps taken by the Modi government. Mr. Shah said that left-wing extremism restricted the development in the affected areas, but now the development is reaching these regions. Mr. Shah stressed that anyone who takes up arms will be dealt with strictly and a bullet is answered with a bullet. He was replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha under Rule 193 on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism yesterday. On the opening day of the filing of nominations for the West Bengal Assembly elections, total 78 candidates filed their papers across the state. Among the prominent candidates, opposition leader in the West Bengal Assembly, Suvendu Adhikari, has filed his nomination from the Nandigram constituency of Purba Medinipur district. He was accompanied by the Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and former state BJP President Dilip Ghosh, along with other senior party leaders. BJP's Central Election Committee released its fourth list of 13 candidates for the West Bengal Assembly polls today. According to the list, Shyamal Hathi will contest from Howrah Dakshin, Pradeep Loha from Garbeta, Orjit Roy from Barabani and Girija Shankar Roy from Nathabadi Assembly constituency. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a visit to Bihar and Karnataka beginning today. On the first day of her visit, the president will attend the convocation ceremony of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Bihar. Tomorrow, the president will join the celebrations of the 119th birthday and Guru Vandana of Dr. Sri Sri Shivakumar Mahaswamiji at Sri Siddhaganga Math in Karnataka's Tumakuru. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and last Jain Tirthankar, Bhagwan Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious days for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in their religious life. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today conveyed greetings to countrymen on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. In a social media post, the president said that Lord Mahavir taught the principles of non-violence, truth and self-restraint and inspired people to lead a life of compassion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to Srimad Sudhendra Tirtha Swamiji of the Sri Kashi Math Samsthan, Varanasi, on the occasion of his birth anniversary. In a social media post, he said that Swamiji devoted his life towards service and spirituality. Mr. Modi underlined that Swamiji also set up numerous institutions, research centers, and was passionate about spreading the joys of education among people. The Prime Minister also commended Swamiji's efforts to preserve and popularize India's culture and value systems. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets at the Barsa Park Cricket Stadium in Guwahati last night. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Gujarat Titans at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium at Mullampur in New Chandigarh. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.